This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry's data shows around 200,000 leprosy patients in Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes on awareness program to eradicate leprosy. House of Representatives lawmakers stress on collective efforts for promoting good governance and development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says actions performed against the Constitution will not be tolerated. And President Trump says US-UK trade deal being announced today is full and comprehensive. Now the news in detail. The latest data of the Ministry of Health and Population shows around 200,000 leprosy patients in Nepal. Although Nepal has committed to eliminating leprosy by the year 2030, the ministry reports that around 2,867 new cases are being identified each year. According to Dr. Vikas Devkota, secretary at the ministry, out of the country's 77 districts, 18 are considered high-risk areas for leprosy, making its elimination challenging. The highest number of cases have been found in Madhya province, while the lowest are in Gandaki province. The national leprosy strategy is currently being implemented and with support from the World Health Organization, free medication is being provided to leprosy patients. Addressing the inaugural session of Nepal Leprosy Conference organized by the Ministry of Health and Population and different organizations today, the Prime Minister drew the attention of the Ministry of Health and Population to spread awareness for the prevention of leprosy through mass communication and information technology with the message that no disease should be concealed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasized on making efforts for eradicating leprosy in a more dynamic and effective way under the Healthy Nepal campaign. The government's fresh policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year have received mixed reactions from lawmakers. During the discussions on the policies and programs for the fiscal year 2025-26 in a meeting of the House of Representatives today, a section of legislators backed the policies and programs while some others stressed the need to revise them. Uday Samsar Rana said the new policies and programs are realistic, unlike those of the past years. He stressed the need to implement the concepts of startup and Gen Z. Similarly, Man Bahadur Gurung of the CPNUML said the policies and programs are objective and relevant with the time. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Asim Shah said the policies and programs followed the continuation of the old document. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party lawmaker Anisha Nepali expressed the view that the policies and programs have failed to include the programs of innovation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has stated that the police have no bias other than implementing the law in the arrest of Ranjita Shrestha-led Nagarik Unmukti Party's patron Resham Chowdhury. Responding to questions raised by lawmakers during today's session of the House of Representatives, Minister Lekhak clarified that just as the police administration has promptly implemented court correspondence in the past, this incident too is being handled with the same intent, purely to uphold the law without any prejudice. Reiterating the pro-monarchist movement in Tinkune, the Home Minister urged everyone not to engage in activities prohibited by the Constitution, stating clearly that such actions will not be tolerated. A high-tech lab unit has been established at the National Public Health Laboratory. The new lab unit is expected to help secure sample testing during the spread of infectious diseases and epidemics. Inaugurating the unit, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poudal said that the ministry has been working on strengthening the laboratory on a priority basis with the goal of making Nepal self-reliant in laboratory testing. On the occasion of the lab unit inauguration, the World Health Organization has donated necessary kits for testing 52 priority diseases in Nepal. President Ramchandra Poudal has said that writers are centers of thought production and that every creator should continuously engage in innovative thinking through their creation. Congratulating and offering best wishes to the newly elected Central Executive Committee of the Nepalese Writers Association at the President's office today, the President recalled that the association has historically advocated for democratic rights, freedom of expression and freedom of publication. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A dedicated act has been stressed regarding projects of national pride. During discussions on a draft report about the field monitoring of projects of national pride in a meeting of the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee, National Assembly today, lawmakers advocated for the need of distinct standards regarding the selection of projects of national pride. This need has been highlighted in the document. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S.-UK deal to reduce tariffs is full and comprehensive ahead of an announcement by the White House later. The BBC cited President Trump on social media as saying the agreement with the United Kingdom is a full and comprehensive one that will cement the relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom for many years to come. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer teased the deal this morning, saying talks with the US have been ongoing. There is a notable difference in how the UK and the US have been describing this arrangement. More than 30 independent experts working with the United Nations called on countries around the world to act now to prevent the annihilation of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. According to the QNA news agency, the experts who are mandated by the UN Human Rights Council but do not speak on behalf of the organization stress the need for states to act to end the ongoing genocide, dismantle the apartheid system and ensure a future in which Palestinians and Israelis live side by side in freedom and dignity. The experts said the global conscience has awakened, if asserted, despite the moral abyss we are descending into, justice will ultimately prevail. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry's data shows around 200,000 leprosy patients in Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes on awareness program to eradicate leprosy. House of Representatives lawmakers stress on collective efforts for promoting good governance and development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says actions performed against the Constitution will not be tolerated. And President Trump says US-UK trade deal being announced today is full and comprehensive. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.